What'd you think?
Well, I thought it was a good meeting. I thought there were some good ideas brought out there. I'm glad to see the mayor stand up so strongly, make some efforts, and I think Representative Espich had some, there were a couple of creative ideas that were brought out that maybe we haven't had a chance to look at yet, so maybe that'll help. Well, I thought Representative Espich's idea about maybe some of the financing mechanisms and the state maybe on the guarantee thing or loans or something like that to help kind of get this thing rolling might be kind of take the suspense out of the immediate danger of do we have to shut down.
What about expanding the public the sports district to Circle Center Mall? With one of the likes being like, you know, half the people were at the mall are there because of conventions, because of things related to the Colts Pacers. Or if not, maybe all the money from Circle Center Mall, maybe the state and the city sort of split the sales tax difference.
You know, that issue,
that's a brilliant idea.
That issue will be really decided more by all the votes of the legislators who do not reside in Marion County as to how far they're willing to go. We're already contributing $16 million on a cap, and I proposed another $6 million. And that's $22 million, and whether they're willing to go beyond that is just something that needs to be explored. I know Representative Crawford has brought that up and intends to see whether there's an opportunity to do that.
You said another $6 million, you're talking about the Marriott?
Yes.
Okay, and then what about this, aside from the mall, these other two hotels have been mentioned, can be another four or five.
Right.
Weston, are you okay with that, or is it
it's not up to me. It's going to be up to these out-state legislators. Uh-huh. It really... that's going to be totally a decision of every legislator, and that we'll just have to find out what the appetite is for support of Indianapolis.
A state loan or something to that effect, does that also take away some of the concern from the city-county council passing all these? It seems to be a growing factor.
That might help them a little bit. They might be able to score that as a contribution from the state that would be significant.
And that could just be a state loan and taking some of their revenue stream.
As Aspect said, it could be a guarantee that obviates the need to get the loan. Mm-hmm. See, this is a surety issue. Mm-hmm. And so if the state would stand up and say, okay, we'll guarantee that, feeling that Indianapolis will cover it, then maybe there's no money out of anybody's pockets and you take care of that $26 million that way.
What's your reaction to the letter, email the Colts put out the other day saying they never asked for a stadium to be built? I mean, you were part of some of those discussions, I want to say, a few years back.
Well, I'm glad they're getting engaged in this issue. That's really a big step forward for them. And some of the statements contained in there, I think, are subject to debate, and that one certainly. I couldn't give you a historical accurate answer other than to say the first that I knew of it was when Bart and Jimmy came on the field and said, we have a deal. I assumed that meant they both wanted that deal.
And where do you think things stand right now with 2-3 days left to go? Do you feel better about the situation being resolved by the 29th than, say, a week or two ago?
Actually, I do. I thought we had some pretty high-quality people in that conference committee. It went on for 2 hours, which indicates that they are thinking about solutions.
You mentioned Mayor Ballard having some strong points. It seemed like some lawmakers were frustrated when he wouldn't come out definitively with yes or no answers for some of these questions, like, you know, supporting the taxes that he proposed.
I think the difficulty there was that he doesn't really want to support specific taxes. He wants to craft a solution that could be a different mix. And people kept asking him, do you support this tax? Do you support that tax? So there was a different semantic going on there, really. They were talking past each other as to what their objective was, I think.
Are there some proposals we can rule out at this point? Downtown casino, some of the other things that have been floated around?
Well, we didn't hear that discussed at all today, which I thought was a little bit surprising. So I think that's a tell.
We left anything out?
No, I think you got it.
All right, Senator, thank you.
Senator.